I can't end the conversation but put a question relative to the new gen technologies, and the Gen AI is obviously the question relative to it. So with Gen AI coming in, and here there is so much of hearing happening of redundancy in roles, workflow force being reduced. How do you see the impact of that? Because a large amount of very ops intensive work happened from these GCCs. So from Gen AI coming into being, do you see that there would be an impact on how some of this work is being delivered from this GCC, or the ask of headcounts that would be required to deliver some of this work? So what do you think Gen AI will impact in this GCC to answer the question?
Firstly, I think Pragati has said, I'll use picture abhi baki hai kind of a phrase. I think we've seen some, but a lot has to happen. But let me frame. I think I don't belong to the sort of a dystopian theory that robots are going to take over every job and we're going to have thousands of people without jobs. I think we've seen in past technologies come. So I'm in a much more optimistic camp right now on this. But does it mean that there's not going to be churn? I think, as I've been saying, it is a bit of a Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh movement where there will be a lot of destruction. But we always know when destruction happens, then only something new gets
creation.
So I think that is why I'm calling it a bit of a Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, where some of the areas or some of the aspects right now which happen in a center where you're punching documents or where you're perhaps doing certain aspects which are very, very transactional or robotic in nature, definitely with these technologies, those things will go, as has happened in the past, like typewriters took over from computers and computers took over from typewriters. So that kind of stuff. I think the only thing which is very, very different out here is one is the speed of change. Second, I think, is the aspect. I think while a lot of people compare it to .com and other aspects of our life, but I think this is something even much more pervasive, like maybe when electricity was perhaps discovered, that kind of a story, where, because I believe everything which right now we do will have some amount of AI or intelligence infused in, whether it's is this cup of coffee which is able to get some intelligence. Right now, all this is a... So we are definitely not going to... We are going to see that AI play out. But if I get into a very specific GCC example, let's pick up two processes. Let's pick up customer service as a process. Right now, we have thousands of people who are listening to customer calls. We have chatbots, but we all know the efficacy of the chatbot is less than 30%. 70% of the stuff also gets transferred. So I think that efficacy of chatbots is definitely going to go up phenomenally, because now chatbots are able to understand intent, are able to answer like a human being. So this means the requirement for human agents, human interactions will definitely come down.
Sure.
But there are two things which get missed out when we make that point. One is, there are 8 billion people, 800 crore people on that planet. If you look at the entire BFSI sector, financial services sector, it is only serving 3 billion of them, or 3.5 billion. Half the world is still underserved, because the cost at which a bank or an insurance company offers its service is unaffordable. But suddenly with AI, my ability to onboard a customer comes down from $5 down to 30 cents. So there is going to be a large amount of, like you saw with Indian banks, like 10 years back, he hardly had any bank accounts. And suddenly now you have 20 crore or 40 crore bank accounts in India, because we had a fingerprint-based solution, which is as good as close. So I think there is one thing which gets missed is that there is a huge underserved population. The cost of business comes down, productivity goes up. So your ability to serve this large underserved population, which is literally maybe half of the world, suddenly goes up drastically. So that is where a job. Second aspect is just picking up customer data. Right now, I would say 85% of a customer interaction is a dark data, or a data which is not even the organization is able to explore, because most of my voice conversations are not converted into accurate transcripts, can't be. And there's so much of insight which is available in every customer interaction, which no one has time to look at. So now a lot of those people, but you need to have the ability and the intent to repurpose yourself from being just a customer service representation to becoming a customer data analyst, because there's so much of data which a chatbot is going to capture, if you build the right models, the right intent, your product propositions, your collections, your scores could improve. So there'll be a lot of repurposing happening. And similarly in software.
Sure.
I think everyone says now 30% of Google's code is written by AI. Great point.
Yeah.
But 70% is still not written. And all of us know, if you look, go to any bank right now, the backlog on technology is 5 years.
Yes.
What they wanted to do 5 years back, are they, because they just don't have so many programmers available.
Yes.
So there's a huge amount of capacity where if software coding is going to become so economical, so machine-led, but there's so much of backlog to be done. So I am not seeing a drastic reduction, but definitely if you're an AI program, if you're a coder and you're not ready to upskill yourself to write along with Gen AI, then you're going to be out of the job. But overall, I am very positive. I think it is a big opportunity for mankind to literally uplift everything.